Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Joining us is Dan Bartkowiak, who is the Director of Communications for the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Welcome to KDKA, Dan.
Thank you. Good morning, Larry and Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So we invited you on. We have talked to the governor, Tom Wolf, many times, who is a proponent of recreational adult use marijuana. And now we find it's starting to get some momentum from the Republican side. And we've continued to talk to Senator Regan and some others up in Erie.
Yeah, Dan Laughlin in Erie, also a proponent of legalization. They say it's just inevitable that it is going to happen. But you are opposed to that, so we wanted to get your point of view on it as well. We don't want to just have one side or the other. We want both. So you're not happy with how states are handling the legalization process, correct?
Well, that's correct. I think when it comes to legislators kind of changing positions, even saying it's inevitable, I think it's ridiculous when a lawmaker who passes laws, that's what it rests upon. So I don't think anything's inevitable, especially with the harms and dangers that marijuana presents. I mean, really, first and foremost, today's marijuana is not just a plant. You have manufacturers that are creating dangerously high potent marijuana products. They're causing more addiction, more harms to individuals and society. So I think it is quite baffling when a politician like a state representative, Jake Wheatley from Allegheny County, claims marijuana is, quote, as close to harmless as it gets, end quote. I mean, tell that to families that are impacted by marijuana-related DUIs or seeing their child in an ICU unit on a ventilator because they ingested a gummy or a candy with marijuana. I mean, that's real. That's what's happening with today's society, especially when you commercialize the sale of these dangerously high potent marijuana products. So science, evidence from other states tell us that marijuana is harmful, and it's something Pennsylvania should absolutely oppose for recreational sale.
Well, I certainly understand that when it comes to children. I mean, that makes perfect sense. But at some point, just like alcohol, I suppose you don't support the use of alcohol either, right?
Well, I think, again, you look at the mechanisms that marijuana is being used by, the vapings, the concentrates and edibles, and it is something we see in states that legalize. You have somebody like a National Survey of Drug Use, so a gold standard for youth use data. They have seen double-digit increase in states that have legalized it for ages 12 to 17. So you have states, California, Nevada, Oregon, that when they've legalized, they've seen the increase in youth use. I mean, you have the marketing, you have the advertisements that come in, and it is influencing, especially on vaping. You're seeing astronomical rates of youth use in flavored vapes. And I mean, you're talking about these potency levels that are very high, 99% THC that it can be, the mind-altering part of marijuana, in these flavored vapes and the marketing that's trying to really appeal to a young age. Marketers, they want people to become addicted to their product. It's not about somebody every now and then smoking a joint of the dry leaf flower. It's becoming addicted to a vape or a concentrate And that's a huge problem, especially for youth use. So we are seeing states increase the amount of youth that are using this. And I think that's a problem, and that's something that should be opposed in Pennsylvania.
You mentioned states going for legalization. Are they competing with the drug cartels, or are they putting the drug cartels out of business? Because I've read various states are doing different things, and it looks like California is sort of a mess right now, but other states say that they're getting a handle on the black market.
Well, that's a good point, Kevin. I think lawmakers to have, you know, switch positions to support this are claiming that, you know, the black market will disappear or go away. And it's just not what you see. I mean, take some of the headlines. I can recall in Illinois, the Chicago Sun-Times just had back in June, billions in black market weed still sell in Illinois 18 months after marijuana legalization. And you have the cartels that are using kind of the cover of legalization to be able to spread their product. You pointed to a state like Colorado that, you know, is almost 10 years into legalization. You know, Denver Post just had a headline, black market marijuana grows are popping up faster than law enforcement can take them down. I mean, you have the evidence to show that the illegal market, the cartels, the black market does not go away in states that legalize. So the claim that a Senator Street out of Philadelphia or even Senator Reagan most recently, you know, saying the cartels will be impacted and essentially disappear upon legalization, that's just not what you're seeing in other states.
What about the argument, Dan, that, well, the genie's out of the bottle, and if we're going to do this, we at least can monitor the purity of everything so that there aren't other additives or that can be toxic like some have suggested in the illegal trade?
Well, I think it comes with many that make that claim, a recognition that marijuana is not harmful. Again, you have several of these lawmakers with that position. And, you know, I talked with somebody like a Dr. Kate Appelman. I was on a program with her. She works at an addiction and treatment center based in Pennsylvania. And she recognizes how many men come in that are addicted solely to marijuana, the marijuana use disorder. And in states that are seeing, especially the legalization, the commercialization of these highly potent, dangerous drugs of marijuana, they're seeing more patients that are addicted to this product. And so it's coming at it to say, you know, a safe product from the black market. Marijuana is a problem by using it, especially in the high potencies right now. So I think the concern is having a recognition that the use of these products, especially a high potent level, can cause the addictions and the mental illness. And that's what these treatment centers are seeing an increase of. So I think we need to come at it with a mentality that says, hey, this is harmful. This can cause, frankly, DUI accidents. I was just reading in Allegheny County, a man sentenced to 5 years in prison, at least, for an accident that was caused because he had marijuana in his system. It wasn't alcohol, wasn't any other drugs. He drove, had an accident, passenger was killed, and he was high on marijuana. So I think there's a need to recognize that marijuana is harmful and that it has these high-potency products that can cause significant harm.
And you're saying that it's the creation of the higher potency that is more addictive. How does law enforcement feel about legalized marijuana?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I know my own senator, Senator Mike Regan, really made the claim that the law enforcement position can be to legalize, looking at the cartels and whatnot. And I think it's just kind of a flawed reasoning. And especially look at law enforcement here in Pennsylvania. They're adamantly opposed. The Fraternal Order of Police of Pennsylvania, strongly opposed. You have the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police Association that says marijuana will cause significant challenges for law enforcement upon legalization. You have the District Attorneys Association. You know, marijuana is not safe or harmless. I mean, that's certainly the position of law enforcement, recognizes the harms that are caused, especially with the high potencies, the challenges of not having like breathalyzer tests to know if somebody is on marijuana actively high. I mean, there's significant challenges to law enforcement if you bring in the full on legalization, commercialization of this drug. So certainly law enforcement is opposed. And I think everyone in Pennsylvania, if you recognize truly the harms that would bring with the commercialized sale of marijuana, should be opposed.
Dan Bartkowiak, Director of Communications, the Pennsylvania Family Institute, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Dan, appreciate your input. We'll see what happens.
Thanks so much.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.